Okay, I thought we'd start today just reviewing a little bit of lesson one, or lesson two, first two homework assignments, go over some of the points. We'll review again on Thursday, going over the whole thing, but just some of the high points, cases where there are questions that people are having some trouble with. The third homework set is up and available now on RAMCT, but places that overall, I mean, as we go through this, if there are any questions that you want to, you know, say, whoa, could we go through this one again, just feel free to bring it up. But so these not so hard in terms of being able to figure out how many atoms are in the molecule. Nitrogen, we know, makes three bonds, carbon, four, oxygen, two. Functional groups, being able to recognize functional groups, not so much of a problem, except the two places that, you know, were problematic, that were being able to tell the difference between, say, an amide and an amine. They both contain nitrogen. They both have nitrogen bonded to carbon. The challenge is that the amide has this carbon double bonded to an oxygen next to it, whereas the amine doesn't have that going on. And so in this case, the choices in terms of, it's not a carboxylic acid, not an ester, but it does have an aromatic ring. Another thing that we've talked about that we'll continue to talk about is solubility. Like dissolves like, and we are thinking about the capsaicin and thinking about what it is most likely to dissolve in. It's largely has a large part of hydrocarbon or nonpolar or hydrophobic functionality in it, and so it's most likely to be dissolved in a triglyceride, a fat molecule, a fat solvent. You know, it's a question just going over some of the ground rules on, and some of these questions you won't have seen because there are multiple questions per set, and you randomly got one question or another question out of that set, but basically the same kinds of things. Yes, question? This is glycerol, and in terms of looking at it, what we're thinking of is just the, okay, hydroxyl groups. Does it have them? Does it not have them? But this is the, if you were to take a triglyceride and hydrolyze it, this is what you end up with. Another word for this is glycerin, and so like a glycerin soap is made up of this molecule here. And so again, another challenging differentiation in terms of functional groups is carboxylic acids, alcohols, and esters. Carboxylic acids have a hydroxyl group, just as an alcohol has a hydroxyl group, but they have this C double bond O next to it that differentiates it from an alcohol. Difference between the carboxylic acid functional group and an ester is that the carboxylic acid functional group has a hydrogen, whereas the ester functional group has a carbon bonded to the oxygen. And so those things tend to be a little bit confusing, tend to be things that people you know, will miss out on, and sometimes, particularly on an exam situation, you're going through trying to get done, and so you pick the first one that looks like it, and it's like, yeah, you know, you're going to have enough time. You want to make sure, okay, which one really lies on top of, say, an ester or carboxylic acid functionality, which one really does look most like it. You're going to have plenty of time on the exam. Typically, the first exam, everyone's done in the first 20 minutes. And you have an hour, and so lots of breathing room, lots of time to go through and make sure you do it slowly enough. And believe it or not, an exam that only takes 20 minutes still is enough to spread people out. It's not like everyone gets the same score on the exam. And so you'll have lots of time when going through it. So make sure that you don't try to rush. Another thing is being able to recognize functionalities. And it's not the absolute details, but it's a coarse grain sort of differentiation. It's not a fatty acid because it doesn't have any carboxylic acids, but it is a triglyceride. It's more the actual fat molecule. Structures, what does nitrogen look like? Condensation reactions. And as we go through finishing up with lesson three, the third part of this discussion about molecules of life, we'll have surveyed a number of different things and some underlying, commonalities. What do these things have in common? What are these classes of molecules? How do they differ? And so stepping back and looking at more of the big picture. This has esters, doesn't have carboxylic acid. Figuring out how many hydrogens, this shorthand notation that we're using for thinking about molecules, to be able to have a structure and understand, first off, how many carbons there are, second off, how many hydrogens there are bonded to specific centers. Carbon makes four bonds. The number of bonds, they have to add up to four. And so, for example, at this center here, we know that there are two lines sticking out. And so with two lines sticking out, wants to make two, so two bonds are shown. It wants to make four. And so there would be two hydrogens connected to that carbon. This carbon here has one, two, three, four bonds to it. And so with four bonds, it wants to make four. They're going to be zero hydrogens bonded to that center. And so being able to look at a more complex molecule, figure out which how many hydrogens there are, just helps in terms of making sure that you understand what we're looking at when we're looking at that kind of simplified representation of the of the molecule. You can see on the homework there's just a whole bunch of those. You should expect to see something like that on the exam. Any questions on this part?